It's almost 10 in the morning, and the day is lovely, bright, sunny. Even the grim and formal courtroom is a little warmer, more cheerful, with the sunlight coming through the windows. To May Grant, the day would be lovely even if the sky were gray with clouds. You see, May didn't sleep much last night, waiting for this day. And right now, as the guard leads her towards the defense table, as she sees her attorney...
Miss Mason. Miss Mason.
Hello, May.
May.
Well, what's that you've got in your hand? My present for Dari. Josie got me some paper to gift wrap it. And has Dari come yet? Is she here?
Not yet, May.
Oh, I can't wait to see her.
Sit down, May.
I asked Josie to get pink ribbon, but all she could get was blue. Do you think blue's all right?
Oh, I'm sure the blue's fine.
I know her birthday was yesterday, but I didn't finish the doll clothes until... Well, I didn't sleep much last night.
Neither did we, May.
I... Oh? Oh, you went back to your office? You worked late?
It was worth it, May.
Worth... I'm sorry. I've been so full of waiting to see Dari,
You forgot the warning we gave you.
Since you told me Dari was going to testify, I haven't thought of anything, but you know.
Yes, we do.
Well, while we have a moment, I think we found something, May.
Oh?
I think we have found something in what you told us about Dari and you in that apartment.
To use if Dari should say anything, well, damaging.
Something to use, anyhow. And, May, you'd better get set to hear Dari say something damaging.
I suppose Mr. Apt will try to twist your words.
Depend on it, he will. And that's why...
Yes.
May, you won't see Dari before she gets on the stand.
Not see? But the present...
You'll have to give it to her later.
But...
That's the way it will have to be, May.
I'm trying to understand, Mr. Mason. I know you know what's right, but... I've been so lonely for her. But if you say I can't...
Mr. Apt won't let you, May.
Oh. Oh, I see. I was being selfish and silly, wasn't I?
Oh, of course not. We are not.
Here they come.
Oh. Oh. Look at her. Oh, look at her.
Yes, she's darling, May.
Do you think so? Do you really think so? She does... Oh, I can't help it. She does it. And she's grown. She has. Just in these past few weeks. Oh, look at her. Look at Bill walking beside her, so proud. So, she sees me. She... Hello? Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Mommy sees you, darling. Mommy sees you. She's waving at me. She... Oh, they're turning the other way.
Thank you, Perry.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Here.
May.
No, don't say anything to her. Just give her the handkerchief.
Here you are, May.
Thank you.
She'll be all right in a minute, Chief. Dari does look awfully sweet, doesn't she, Perry?
Mm-hmm. How does Apt look?
No, he's very sweet, too. You'd think that Dari was his favorite niece. I'd just like to hear what he's saying to her.
Well, we'll all hear in just a moment. Della, talk to May, will you? See if she's straightened out.
Dorothy, look at the door over there. That's where the jury is coming in. And that's where the jury... See them? See those people who... Dorothy, I...
She waved at me. Did you see my mommy wave at me, Mr. Apt?
Yes. Yes, I saw her.
Oh, couldn't I just...
Now, child, I explained.
But couldn't I just see her for a minute?
You can see her.
I mean, go...
You can see her.
Oh, all right.
Dorothy.
Yes, Mr. Apt.
You'd like to talk to your mommy very much, hmm? You'd like that? Like to go put your arms around her and kiss her?
Yes.
Then I'll tell you what.
Thank you, Mr. Apt. Thank you.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
But you said...
I said wait. Now, Dari, in just a minute, you're going to go up there and sit in that chair. The one with the steps going up to it.
Oh, my mommy...
Now, look at that chair, Dorothy. Now, Mr. Apt is going to make you a promise. If you sit in that chair like a big girl... and answer the questions I'm going to ask you, then I promise you can kiss your mommy and hug her all you want.
You promise?
If you answer the questions like a good girl. Will you remember? Do you promise?
All right. promise.
All right, child. Walk up to the chair with me. And hold my hand. You hold my hand. Yeah, that's right. Come, Dory. Come, don't make me pull you. Ah, that's my girl. Now up the steps. Here, let me help you.
I can do it.
Let me help you. There. Now, comfortable?
An awful big chair.
Yes. Well, Your Honor, as you can see, this witness is a mere child. I must request that the room be silent. I don't want our little lady to be afraid. Don't be afraid, child.
I'm not afraid. Hello, Mommy.
Remember our promise, Dorothy. Now, since this child is of such tender years, I move that the oath not be administered.
No objection.
I shall merely see it. How old are you, Dorothy?
6 years old. I had a birthday yesterday.
You did? Tell all these nice people your name.
Dory?
No, all of your names.
Dorothy May Gregg. Just like my mom.
Now, Dorothy, a big girl like you ought to know what the truth is.
What?
I say you should know that a good girl tells the truth, and only a bad girl tells lies.
Lies?
Well, don't you know it's bad to lie?
Well, I know it's bad to tell stories.
Ah.
Is a story a lie, Mr. X?
A story is a lie.
Oh.
Now, my dear, all these nice people want to hear some things about you.
They do?
Indeed, they do. For instance, who is your mommy, Dorothy?
Well, she's sitting right over there with Mr. Mason.
Oh, now, just a moment, child, just a moment. What is that lady's name?
Mommy.
No, no. What does Mr. Grant call her?
Daddy.
The man you call Daddy.
Oh. Well, he calls her darling.
No. What is her name?
Dorothy May Grant. Just like mine, I told you.
And now, my dear, do you know that lady over there in the black dress? Now, what's her name?
That's Mr. Carlo.
Mr. Carlo. And what did May Grant tell you to call Mr. Carlo?
Well, Mommy said to call her Mommy, too. I never could remember.
Did May Grant tell you that Mr. Carlo was your real Mommy?
But she...
Well,
she really...
for the sake of simplicity, we'll drop that for the moment.
All right.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about May Grant and you. Is that all right?
Uh-huh.
You'll answer me?
Uh-huh.
And tell the truth.
Yes.
You love May Grant, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Very much?
Lots and lots. I love you, Mommy.
Now, remember our promise.
Yes, Mr. Rat.
Now, Dorothy, even though you do love the woman you call Mommy, will you tell the truth?
What?
I mean, well, what if she had on a dress that you didn't like?
I like all her dresses.
Well, what if she got you a toy and you didn't like it? Would you tell her?
But I always do like the toys she gets me. And Daddy's, too.
But let's pretend, shall we? Let's pretend that she did get you a toy and you didn't like it. Now, do you understand?
You're just pretending.
Uh-huh. And if she asked you if you did like that toy, what would you tell her?
If I really didn't like it.
That's right. What would you say?
Well, I just have to say that I was sorry, but I didn't like it.
Ah. Then you'll tell us the truth, no matter if you hurt her feelings.
I have to tell the truth, Mr. Abbott.
Well, of course you do, my dear. Of course you have to tell the truth. Do you know, Dorothy, you and I are going to be lovely friends. Lovely. Now, Dory, I'm going to start asking those questions.
Well, the day that started out so beautifully for May Grant seems to suit Prosecutor Apt as well. Unknown to Perry Mason, Apt has boasted that if Dory should start giving damaging testimony, he can always stop her, even if the stopping is hard on the child. Be sure to join us on Monday by all means, won't you?